received a gift when you knew you didn't deserve it? What if we told you about an amazing gift that is freely given, but you can never be, or it can never be earned? Hello, and welcome to Love and Encouragement to Live By. I'm Tammy Thompson, a Christian author under the pen name of T.S. Thompson, and you can learn more about my books by visiting my website at ts-thompson.com.
And I'm Jo Heather Dodson, your Christian coach, helping you discover what God has next for your life. Learn more about my coaching services at yourchristiancoach.net. Thanks for joining in today for your weekly dose of love and encouragement as we talk about God's grace in relation to your deeper Christian living. Oh, grace, grace, what is grace? I used to struggle to understand what grace was in relation to my faith journey. I loved the song Amazing Grace, and I'd sing it over and over again. Not that I'm a great singer, but I did. But I didn't fully know what grace was. I would hear people talk about the grace of God, and I'd read scriptures that were centered on His grace, but I felt like I couldn't take it into my soul what it really meant, what it meant to me. Finally, over time, and with the revelation of the Holy Spirit, I slowly began to understand the depth of the truth of grace, especially when I heard Pastor Joseph Prince explain grace as the unmerited favor of God. I can tell you, I sure didn't and don't merit God's favor. But I've known for a long time that I fit right in with Romans 3:23, which says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But still, you know, it's easy to get stuck into the legalism of struggling to check boxes and live what the world defines as a righteous life by doing all the right things at the right time. But you know what? It doesn't work. It doesn't work doing that. Because, you know, how can you strive to attain grace by doing? Well, that's impossible. Defining grace as unmerited favor has helped me see that there is nothing I can do to attain God's grace. It's been freely given in love by my Father in heaven, who created me for a relationship with Him. So, Tammy, I want to pass it back over to you. How did you come to understand grace?
I love this topic, Jo Heather. You know, well, I mean, for me, I understood that I could never earn my salvation. I knew that I could never be good enough to get into heaven. And that's why Jesus had to go and die for me at the cross. You know, it was obvious, you know, logic, looking back at how I got saved on a floor in a cell in Baltimore City as a drug addict and a runaway at age 16, right? Mm-hmm, I knew I was so undeserving, and yet by His grace, He saved me. So I understood that grace as it is in relationship to my salvation, but as I've grown in my faith, you know, I know grace covers more. It really covers more than just the forgiveness of our sins and getting into heaven. Some people stop right there, but there's so much more. So I wrote a book a few years ago, God is Able, a study of 2 Corinthians 9:8. And in this book, I really tried to understand what grace was. You know, during those 2 years that I studied that verse, it took me 2 years to study this verse, and of course, grace is right in there, right? So I wanted to study it more and get a deeper understanding of what it meant. And in fact, chapter 2 is dedicated on grace, so it's a whole chapter on grace itself. So if you haven't had a chance to read that book yet, I encourage you to pick up a copy. And Jo Heather's holding up right there. You can see a copy of the book. It's actually one of my best sellers. It really radiates with a lot of people.
It's a great book.
Yeah, thank you, Jo Heather.
Yeah.
So when I was, researching grace, I like going to the Webster's Dictionary of 1828 because I feel like it's closer to the King James Version, even though there's a huge gap in time there. But it's back then Webster was more of a Christian dictionary. It had some Christian definitions in it. So I went and I looked, and what it said grace was grace is the free, unmerited love and favor of God, the spring and source of all the benefits that men receive from Him. Now that, I mean, you can just read that over and over and over again. And that's what I did. I memorized it over and over and just reading it because it really radiated with me. Just like Jo Heather had that similar experience listening to Joseph Prince, you know? And so I think, you know, as we continue to grow in our faith, that grace unveils itself to us. It really does. And when we go through trials and hardships or even periods of abundance, we come to understand our Lord God in deeper ways by experiencing grace in our lives. But before we dive into this topic, I want to let you know how you can support us. So first, depending upon what platform you're listening from, be sure to like, share, follow, and subscribe to not miss future episodes. But the most important thing you can do is to share this podcast to help spread love and encouragement. Maybe you know somebody who's struggling with grace right now. Share the podcast with them. It'll really be an eye-opener to them. And we also want to extend an invitation to you to help our podcast grow. So in the world we live in today, there are a lot of individuals that feel discouraged, hopeless, unloved, and many are searching for a word of encouragement and are hungry to know God's word. So by partnering with us through prayer and financial support, our podcast is going to continue to grow and impact many more lives. You can find out how you can sow into our ministry podcast by visiting our website's donation page at loveandencouragement.com/donate. Also on our website at loveandencouragement.com, we feature early access to our video and audio podcast every Wednesday. And if you want to save time, join our email list. We have a form on our website and we'll email it to you every Wednesday.
Awesome. Thank you, Tammy. Okay, guys, you may have read Romans 5, 1 and 2. It says, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Now, I mentioned my struggle with understanding grace, you know, and I struggled with this scripture for a long time. I don't know why it seemed so far away from me, but it did. I couldn't see that grace was truly a gift of God. But the word makes it clear, the grace that we obtain is from our faith in Jesus, that grace that we stand in, and it's offered to all. It's not just to me or just to Tammy, but to all, it says. You know, in Titus 2:11 says, God's grace has now appeared. By his grace, God offers to save all people. All there. I love meditating on the all part. But, you know, sadly, we know that not all people accept this gift of grace, the undeserved favor. And you who are listening may be wondering, how do you receive the gift of grace? So I want you to look at James 4, 6 through 8. I want you to grab your Bible and read it with me. So here it goes. It says, but he gives a greater grace. Therefore, it says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit, therefore, to God, but resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come close to God, and he will come close to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. So this passage starts by saying that God gives a greater grace and that he specifically gives it to the humble. So here's my question. What's the opposite of humility? Pride. And the scripture is clear here. God is opposed to the proud. So I take it from these verses that God doesn't give grace to the proud. You know, when you, and I'm leaning forward, kind of puffed up. That's what I think of in pride, is it's puffed up. So one step toward receiving undeserved gift of grace is to ask God to overcome the pride in your life. You know, this has been a challenge for me. You know, I have to ask God to change my prideful heart into a humble one. How about you? Maybe pride isn't an issue for you. It's something that we talk about in my household, that we're on guard against, because it's an ugly monster. And we talk about it quite a bit here at our house. So, getting back to the scripture, the next bit of instruction we get to is in verse 7. It says to receive God's grace, we need to submit to him. So when you submit to God, you're giving your life to his authority. So you submit first by accepting Jesus as your Savior. You submit to God by delighting in his word day and night. You submit to God by obeying the Lord's command to love one another, just as Christ has loved the church. And you do that in how you treat people. And how you have a desire to tell others about Jesus, telling your story. What has Jesus done for you. Looking at verse 7, it goes on to tell us to resist the devil. And you do that because, why? The devil is trying to destroy you. Surprise, surprise. I didn't know if you knew that. He does that. The devil does that by leading you into complacency in your walk with the Lord. And there was a song by, I believe it was Casting Crowns a number of years ago, and it was talking about the slow fade. It's a slow fade. It's this little step away. And so it all starts with justifying that small sinful choice. And you go, well, it was okay that I did that. And then you make another choice and you justify that, and another choice, and your pride starts to go, well, I know best. And the next thing you know, you're walking away from Christ and from the love and his love in your life. And so I want this podcast today to be your wake-up call to renew your mind on the Lord. Get into his word every day this coming week. Be on guard against the devil, because he's looking to devour you. So if you haven't already, take time to do what the word says. Cleanse your hands and purify your heart. When you do that, meditate on Romans 6, because it says you are freed from sin through Jesus. So sin is not a master over you. And I'm going to say it again so you can be sure and hear me. You are free from sin through Christ. Christ died once and for all, which means when you accept his free gift of salvation, your sins are forgiven, the sins from yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I love it. I love leaning into that and just kind of resting into that, because, man, I made some mistakes yesterday, and I'm sure I've made mistakes today. Actually, I know I did. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm making mistakes today. But I'm walking in forgiveness, right, because the Lord knows the desires of my heart, and we're going to talk more about that in a little bit. Okay, I want to look at verse 8. Let me get to verse 8 here. James tells us to draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. So here's my next question. How do you draw near to God? Well, Hebrews 4:16 tells you to draw near with confidence to the throne of grace. Woo, I love that, the throne of grace. And, you know, I'm trying to picture that in my mind. You guys who are regular listeners know how I love to visualize. And I'm thinking of that throne of grace and how it must radiate and shine with God's amazing grace. And so I looked up into Ezekiel, and he described God's throne as the appearance of sapphire, gleaming like amber, with what looked like fire within all around. So I just want you to soak that in. Look it up in Ezekiel if you're not familiar with it. Just soak it in. Whew, that's beautiful. Draw near with confidence to the throne of grace. And why should you draw near? Because you receive mercy and you find that unmerited favor, that grace to help you in your time of need. Yes, Lord, let your mercy and grace be upon all who hear this today. But I'm getting really excited, you can tell, and I want to give Tammy an opportunity to jump in here and share with us. Tammy, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Wow. Well, that was so packed full. There was so much in there. And just even, I've read the script ahead of time, but even listening to you, I was like, whew, yeah. Man.
The Lord has a lot to say today. The Lord is at work. It's all him. Yeah.
Yes, he sure does. He sure does. And I love what you said when you submit to God. I don't know if you guys caught that part, but you are giving your life to his authority. Think about that. What comes to mind about that for me is the willingness to serve, you know, because we have our lives and what we want to do with our lives. And then there's really being willing to submit that back to the Lord and say, well, what do you want me to do with the life you've given me? You know, we become saints of the kingdom when we get adopted into that family. Saints serving the Lord. You think about a castle and you think about the king, and he has all the army and the soldiers and the people that serve and make that kingdom happen, right? Protect the kingdom, participate in the kingdom. There's the royalty. We're all part of the priesthood, you know, and you think about you're there as part of that, supporting that, helping that to grow, you know, lifting each other, your brothers and sisters up in Christ, all that. There's so much that goes into that. So to thinking about that authority, it's his will. That's your will be done in my life today, Lord. Yes. And so that is such a, and it's really, why do we do that? Why do we surrender our authority? Have you thought about that? Mm-hmm. It's because out of love, because of his amazing grace that he poured out to us. It's in response to what he's done to us. And I also really liked, I'm a visual person too, Joe Heather, and I really am going to meditate on that God's throne, thinking about that visual, you know, that amber color. Yeah. It's beautiful. So, wow. And so back to understanding grace and how it's important when, I really think it's important when you go to God, right, about things, you know, knowing that you have his unmerited love and favor changes how you approach God. When you understand that you are his beloved, you can go to God with confidence. You don't have to worry about approaching God, being rejected. And I think people really struggle to believe God for good things and believing that God is good. And believing that God wants to do good for them in their lives. That's a big hurdle for a lot of people. And I think there's a lot of things that hold people back and make it hard for them to come to God and ask him and believe him for things. They are missing that grace element. Just one thing. If you can get the hold of this grace element, it's really going to change how you see God, your relationship with God, your prayer life with God, your ability to receive from God. We ask a lot of things, but we don't always know how to receive because we're missing that grace element, you know. So I want to give you like a little visual here. So imagine a father who is viewed by the child as strict and unloving. I'm sure you can look around. There's plenty of dads that in the world like that today, even missing fathers from childhood lives. So this child would like to believe that he could go to his dad and ask for things that he needs or even things that he wants. But fear or unexpected rejection is holding him back. Well, I don't know. My dad's going to let me go to this party with my friends. You know, he's busy. He's got to work. He might snap at me when money's tight. He gets stressed out at me and, you know, or, you know, whatever. I mean, maybe his dad has a temper, but he's framing this a certain way where he is expecting rejection. And so he hesitates to go to his father. He doesn't see his father that way. But now I want you to look at a different scenario. Now imagine a child that has been loved and cared for, and he has no reservations, this child, whatsoever about going to his father for his needs or his wants. He knows that he has favor in his father's eye. He feels his love and the desire to do good in his life. And he has a history. He has a history with his father of helping him when times of need have come up. My dad was there for me. My dad showed up at all my baseball games. My guy cares about my life, you know. And even unexpected times of surprising blessings. Remember, Tommy surprised him with something that he knew he wanted, but, you know, he didn't think he could afford, and all of a sudden, dad just gives him, it wasn't his birthday, it wasn't Christmas, his dad just gave him something, you know, unexpected blessings. So this child doesn't hesitate to go straight to his father for whenever a need arises without a second thought. I'm going to go ask my dad. Now, can you see the difference in these two comparisons here? I think it's pretty plain. Now, even I want you to know that even if you have had an earthly father, like the first scenario, you can still learn to see God like the father in the second one, because he is that way. That is how your father is. And the more you trust him, you're going to have that history built up. You're going to say, well, you know, God has really proven himself. Despite my earthly relationships, I know I can come to my father like that. So I really feel it's important that when you understand grace, the free, unmerited love and favor of God, the spring and source of all the benefits men receive from him, it's a huge difference in your relationship with God and with others. So I'm going to take a moment here and pause on this thought as you ponder that and let you know that Love and Encouragement to Live By today is sponsored by our very own Jo Heather Dodson. Are you ready to discover what's next in your life? As a credentialed coach, Jo Heather provides a space for you to discover the answers you need for your work and life. Partnering with her through prayer-filled, structured conversations, you will create action plans aimed at fulfilling your God-given purpose and calling. We all want that. You can contact her for a no-cost contact call to explore how coaching will change your business and your life. I encourage you to make that call if you're even just pondering it just a little bit. And I encourage you to look for her weekly Points to Ponder videos. Yes, they're all over the place. They're on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. And it doesn't take much time. right? She says here, on your favorite social media channel, right? So each Tuesday, you get a quick 3-minute message, and we all have 3 minutes in our day, right? And how you can improve your Christian walk and quality of life. You can find out more about Jo Heather and her coaching services at yourchristiancoach.net. That's yourchristiancoach.net. Plus, if you want to be a sponsor of a future episode, or if you want to feature your favorite ministry effort, contact us at loveandencouragement.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Tammy, for that endorsement. That means so much. So we've talked a lot today about experiencing God's grace, but I also want us to spend some time and talk about how you then take that grace out to other people. Because, you know, it makes me think of Jesus says, you know, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, and love your neighbors as yourself. So we're kind of taking that principle of, you know, the focusing on God and grace first, and now we want to kind of go out to others. So, you know, where do we start with this? Well, I believe we need to be grounded in the truth of how much grace we've been given by God. I mean, wow. Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So I mentioned earlier that I live daily with the knowledge that I have been fully forgiven by God through Jesus. All my sins are removed, even the ones that are going to take place in my future. Oh, how I wish I'd never sin again. I mean, I don't know if you guys long for that. I mean, long for that. And God knows the desire of my heart is not to sin against him. You know, but I have been justified, which means I am saved from the penalty of sin because I have accepted that salvation through Jesus. So now I'm living in the realm of sanctification. As you know, I am set apart and I'm growing daily in my dedication to God. I'm on the race, right? It's a run of perseverance. But it's not until I'm with him in heaven that my glorification takes place, when I'm ultimately set totally free from the very presence of sin. But all of this is possible because my Father, my Savior, and the Holy Spirit living in me. So it's not until you deeply root into these truths that you can truly hold out grace to other people. You have to go, wow, look what's been done for me. Now I want to do for others. So if you want to deepen those roots, the first thing you need to do is ask God to help you have a greater understanding of what Christ has done for you. Maybe you don't dwell on it a lot. Maybe you don't think about it a lot. But you really need to just really meditate on that and soak it in. So here's a scripture for you. Colossians 3:13 tells us to bear with one another and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Wow, that's big, isn't it? He had a lot to forgive me for, didn't he? So forgiveness is at the heart of living a life of grace for others, I believe. I believe that's a critical part. You have to fully lean on God to have this type of forgiveness and grace. Again, I've said it before, we've both said it, it's only possible through him. So we get another good tip in Hebrews 12:15, which says, see to it that no one misses the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble. So right here's an important phrase. I want to shine a light on it. Let no bitter root grow. So if you're feeling resentful and bitter or even irritated towards another person, start praying right now. Ask God to remind you of his amazing grace that he's given you, and then ask him to give you the strength and to help you to give grace to that other person. You want to forgive them, whatever the grievance, just as the Lord has forgiven you. Now, I'm feeling led in my spirit right now to say, I know there are some of you guys are living in a situation where it would be dangerous for you to re-embrace a person into your life. Okay, we can extend forgiveness without re-embracing a person who's maybe dangerous to us. So the Holy Spirit must needed to say that to one of you who are listening today. So just know that it's, when you say forgiveness, it's not about forgive and re-embrace when it's a dangerous situation. So just a little caveat there for somebody who's listening. Just know that the Lord heard your question in your heart and he answered it through the Spirit just now. So I want to tell something that recently happened to me. I was actually in this circumstance, not a dangerous circumstance, but a circumstance where I was just starting to feel bitter towards another person in my life. And you know, when it first starts, you don't realize it, right? Because you're just like, you know, you kind of make a face. You're kind of thinking of, you're like, But praise God, the Lord showed it to me quickly. He held up a mirror really quick. And he said, wait a minute, what are you doing? And he held up this mirror so I could see it. Because sometimes we can't see it, right? And the Holy Spirit actually directed me to meditate on the word love. Because as soon as I saw it, I was a little shocked at myself. And I went, oh gosh, I didn't realize I was starting to feel that bitter root. The Lord held up the mirror and said, wait a minute, Heather, look at this. And then the Holy Spirit immediately popped in and said, love. That's all he said to me, love. And so I was like, love, love, love. Okay, I've got to meditate on that. So as I kept redirecting my thoughts toward love for that person, I felt the Lord start to dig out and ferret out that bitter root. And then, you know, I could ask him, I was like, dig it out and I want you to take it away forever, Lord. I want it abolished. I want it gone forever. And so he reminded me to keep renewing my mind on him. And showing up in love, because who is love? God is love. And if I want to show up as him, as his grace, as his mercy, as his love. So that was a critical key word for me. Now, if this is sparking for you, I don't know what the word is that the Holy Spirit is going to give you. I'm just telling you what happened for me. And I'm going to ask you the question, you know, how do you offer grace to others? Well, for me, it's by extending kindness, being quick to forgive, and generous in love.
Thank you for sharing, Jo Heather. Yeah. I think it's really important when we're honest with, you know, we're not perfect. No. Jo Heather and I, we still struggle. We still go through things. And I think it's just, she still is tempted. The enemy is out there. Mm-hmm. And I think the closer you try and walk with God, the more he tries to just get in there and ruin any relationship that you have, whether it's a relationship with God or other believers. And he is clever. And like she said, it's subtle. Mm-hmm. You don't notice it. I'm going to share here. I had a similar thing going on. So I just think it's interesting how the Holy Spirit just, whoop, you got to fix that, you know, and he shows us in different ways because it's a unique relationship with God that you have with him. So, you know, grace, we're talking, this is what Jehovah was talking about. We're going to follow up talking about some more. So grace towards others, right, is something that God has worked on me this year. Surprise, surprise. Surprise, surprise. And it's subtle, right? Yeah. So the enemy, like I was saying, the enemy loves to come between believers and divide us. We have to be on guard for this. That's one of the other things he's taught me this year is I got to be attentive. Mm-hmm. I have to be attentive. And to see how easy it is for the enemy to divide, you look at the fallen world out there. He's doing a fantastic job with the people who don't have Christ in their life. I mean, just look around. Everybody hates each other for every reason you can think of. And if you can't think of some, the media will make up a new one for you. Here's another reason to hate somebody else today. Divide and hate. And that's just, it's really sad. But as believers, I'm talking to you, the people who have received Christ, right? That we have the love of God inside of us. Jehovah was saying, we have God, we have Christ, we have the Holy Spirit, we have the whole Trinity packed inside of us. Amen. Right? And we are instructed to be like Christ. And it takes work. It takes work to we talked about renewing. We have several episodes out there, renewing your mind, mind of Christ. I think there's another one, Joe, that we did. But we had like three episodes about how powerful your thinking can mess up things, right? So he told us to love one another as my neighbor and as myself, as he has loved us. So let's look at a verse here, Mark chapter 12, verses 30 through 31. I read from NIV. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, and with all your strength. That pretty much covers everything, right? And then verse 31 says, the second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other greater commandment than these. Think about that. Do you love your neighbors as yourself? I don't think so. I have neighbors that burn things and it just irritates me sometimes when I want fresh air. But you know, we're talking about those around you. You're supposed to show grace. You're supposed to be able to be loving and be that light of Christ in your neighborhood. Not just when you go to church, not just when you go out and where you live and those around you. This is what this is talking about. So we have to work on these things. So we need to be especially careful when the enemy feeds us negative thoughts about our brothers and sisters in Christ. And like Jehovah's saying, it's subtle, you know. It's subtle thoughts that come in that we don't even recognize them. You know, we just start to get, as you're saying, irritated. People start to irritate us, you know, and then you find out you're thinking about things you shouldn't be thinking about people, right? I found myself this year at times thinking things of others that I didn't think that the Lord wanted me to think, right? Now, I'm not saying these were bad things. We're not talking massive, horrible things about people, but the Lord pointed out in me that my thinking was not showing grace towards them, that I was thinking the worst instead of thinking the best. And I had to give pause. And this was something I had worked on throughout the year, I found myself. So when you feel, I'll give you some examples, you know, you might feel blown away by someone, you know, and, you know, you're trying to figure out, well, why haven't they gotten back to me? And you go through all the scenarios in your head. You know what I'm talking about. Well, you know, it only takes a few minutes to respond to it. I've sent them 3 text messages, you know, or, you know, you just don't understand. They live like not that far from me, you know, and anyways, but then you find out maybe someone, they lost a loved one. This happened to me, you know, then you have the guilt that comes in. Oh, why did I think such horrible things about this person? You know, I didn't give them the benefit of the doubt. I can't believe I even conceived those thoughts. Where did they come from? Well, they didn't come from God, right? We know the enemy comes in and does this to us. So I had a lot of things like that happen this year. And with God's grace, he pulled me aside, said, Tammy, just show him grace. Believe the best until proven otherwise. It was like many times I could just Tammy, just show him grace. Just like Jehovah was, you know, got the word love. I just said, just show him grace, Tammy. He was teaching me what it means to show grace to other people in my thoughts. Not just in my behaviors, but in my thought, what I think of people. And that really made a big difference because I started showing grace, not based on whether I thought they deserved it or not, right? Because none of us really deserve grace, right? But we're supposed to be like Christ, right? I'm just following what the Lord said. Sometimes you just have to follow what the Lord tells you to do, even if it doesn't make sense to you, right? It's just, Tammy, show them grace and believe the good in people. Isn't that something that we should be doing, believing the good in people? You know, and I will tell you this, it makes living, it makes living so much easier because it really prevents a lot of misunderstandings. I think a lot of misunderstanding people have is because they weren't showing grace to the other person. So I find that I don't get as upset about things or distracted and dwelling on things of negative thoughts that the enemy is trying to put in my head about other people. I just show them grace and believe the best. And then I have peace, peace beyond my understanding. It doesn't make any sense to me, but it's working. I will tell you it's working. Because believe it or not, most of the time, people are acting in good faith. Your brothers and sisters in Christ are acting in good faith. And we should, as believers, right, give them the benefit of the doubt and show them grace. Now, I'm talking about grace for believers here because the other world out there is a totally different ballgame. Because within the body of Christ, we understand when we give somebody grace, we understand that they are trying to walk in accordance to be like Christ too. Just like we're not perfect. We're trying to, I'm sure I upset people. You know, I do things that upset people. I'm not perfect. I'm trying to walk in accordance to Christ. And I have to believe that my brothers and sisters in Christ are doing the same thing. They are trying to walk, and I should show them grace in their journey. Whew, I'm getting a little on fire here.
I love it.
I know. You know, we should.
Yeah.
Right? We should show them grace just like God has shown us grace. Mm-hmm. But because the world doesn't think the way that we do as believers, right? People in the world are judgmental, bitter, resentful. I can go on and on, right? And they believe that everybody's out, you know, to get them and looking out for themselves. And I'm just going to give you an example of the contrast here. So I was shopping recently at this local organic market that I shop at frequently. And someone had left their half empty cup of coffee at the end of the belt. So it was kind of like blocking me from putting myself up there. So I let the guy know, oh, somebody left their coffee cup here because I didn't want to knock it over and spill it on the belt. So he got all grumbling under his breath and grabbed the thing and, you know, talking about how rude and people are, you know, selfish people. You know, he was disgusted. I mean, that man looked like he was just like, it was the worst news of the world. Right. And so I smiled at him. I remember what God had put in my heart. And I said, well, let's just show them some grace that maybe they accidentally left it there. That's a possibility, isn't it? It could have been rushing. Maybe it was their lunch break. They accidentally left it there and hurried to pay and forgot about it, right? That is a possibility, right? He gave me the strangest look. Like I had two heads, you know? You know, but perhaps it showed him that maybe, you know, maybe it's like passing that light. We're bringing that light to other people in the world. We can pass grace off to other people in the world. Even, I don't know if the man's a believer or not, but maybe it would change the way that he sees people throughout the day. I know it makes a difference in my day when I start just showing grace to people. You know, we don't know the whole story. We don't know if it's undeserving or not, but we shine that light of grace into the world every day in all of our ways. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Oh, I love that visual, Tammy. Yes, let us shine the light of grace into the world around us. Mm-hmm. You know, never forget, God continues his work in you until Jesus comes. So we encourage you to continue to grow in grace this week. And with that in mind, you know, here's your two-part challenge question. You know, I'd love to give you something to think about. First, how can you rest in the unmerited grace of God this week? And second, how can you extend greater grace to others? Just like that cashier, just like that coffee cup. Might be something else coming to your mind right now. Well, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you for taking the time to listen in today and to join us. We want you to be reminded that to like and share and follow and subscribe to not miss future episodes. And quick reminder, if you want to sponsor one of those episodes, contact us at loveandencouragement.com. Hey, join us next time as we continue to offer you words of encouragement that remind you of God's awesome love.